Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton. Today on Tuesday Tales, Revenge. But first, a bit of housekeeping. I released my Library Generation Tables PDF on one bookshelf. So for several different tables to help you generate the contents of libraries and a bit about their volumes within. Check that out. Only $1 on one bookshelf. And my locks, vaults, and hiding places is still out there if you haven't taken a look at that, and that is Pay What You Want on one bookshelf. And now on to today's topic on Tuesday Tales number 2, Revenge. Over my years of role-playing, I've had a few instances where my characters have had revenge for fallen characters, followers, and hirelings. So way back in the day, another player had a fighter character, Gwail of the Axe. He started out as Gwail, and somewhere along the line, we found a +1 hand axe. And that became the weapon Gwail carried and used to a great effect. One of the many running jokes we had was, I throw my +1 hand axe whenever there was a powerful foe to face. Unfortunately, Gwail fell. I don't recall the specifics. I can't recall if he was on one of Griswold's forays against the orcs and was among those that fell, or if he was out on his own adventure. However it happened, he was killed and eaten by the orcs. So when Griswold found out about it, he was seething, and his hatred of the orcs prompted him to seek revenge for his companion. And by that time, Griswold was fairly powerful. And Gwail had been about a third or fourth level fighter. And Griswold was very loyal to his friends, allies, retainers, and hirelings. So Griswold got within a certain range of where the orcs were, cast invisibility, then he cast fly, and he flew over the orc village, and he hovered over the center of the village at a safe distance, cast resist fire, and then dropped a fireball in the middle of the place, killing all within. It wasn't a very big village, evidently. He then dropped down, found the axe, which had made it saving throw, and he walked out of the flaming village. And in my mind's eye, the image of Griswold walking out of that burning orc village holding that axe is just etched in my mind. Griswold tends to wear black, so he looks like the stereotypical villain, even though he's one of the good guys. Another great example of how my characters take revenge is in our Sunday afternoon AD&D game on Roll20. On Thursday Tales, I mentioned the enemy magic user Mightius, and he dropped a fireball on Ermon and killed his hirelings, Freak and Thogi. We knew we had to take him on before he could get us, so we snuck up on his walled enclosure around his tower, and our half-orc fighter assassin, Audubon, climbed the wall, and evidently a magic mouth or something, screamed out an alarm. And the decision was made, since they knew we're here, let's just ride around to the gate and go in that way. And then it hit me. My magic user, Ermon, told his new hirelings, stay here with me. Help me climb the wall. So Ermon gets up there, and in the center of this circular walled enclosure was a 30-foot tower. Ermon then cast Dispel Magic on it, which is a 30-foot cube, basically. And it knocked out all of his defensive spells, and the other players were amazed that I would destroy potions and scrolls like that. And I said, I don't care. His first mistake was not finishing the job. Ermon then cast Fireball at the top window of the tower, and I misunderstood the DM's description and didn't realize it had a glass window, so it blew out the window and definitely let him know we were there. So I climbed down to my hirelings, and we rode around to the gate and followed the rest of the party in. And the rest of the party had busted in the door and rushed past some of his bodyguards, and one of our fighters tackled him and went out the window and managed to keep him from activating a necklace of teleportation. And so once we had him bound up and stripped of any remaining magic items that were not affected by the dispel magic, we're trying to question him and get some answers when one of our allies of convenience showed up in the form of a giant wolf and swallowed him up. And as Alosha the witch ran off in wolf form, I shot her with a lightning bolt, and that didn't stop her. And so this magic belt that we found, nobody'd used it yet, but that's what they gave Ermon just in case as a last ditch. It allows the wearer to change into a bear once a month. Well, he activated the belt and tried to catch her, but she was too fast for him. And he was left with the Ermon in bear form atop the wall, roaring, and Alosha the wolf saying, "I'll be back." And then Ermon lost two of his newer hirelings in our last big fight with the lieutenant of the big bad in the campaign on Sunday. And we need to rest up so we can go take care of the last minions that the lieutenant left behind when she teleported out with the thing we were trying to keep out of her possession. And we played Sunday, so we actually did go and do the cleanup, and the cleanup's almost done. There's a few stragglers that got away that we're going to track down. And so that is a different story. We got our revenge. And back to Griswold. He once fought a young dragon and had it within reach of defeating it. It was so close, and it decided to flee and got initiative and got away. And as it flew off, it arched its neck and turned around, shouting, "Revenge!" Unfortunately, Griswold won't get the chance to face Voriak's revenge, as some lower-level players ran by my sister-in-law, nephew, nieces, and maybe some others found him, and they beat him. So Griswold won't get to face that small dragon he almost beat. So far, I've not had any players face serious revenge from NPCs or their lieutenants and minions. I'm struggling to remember, other than the two biggest orc tribes going after Griswold's town, that's not exactly revenge and a story for another episode. See how I did that teaser there? So those are a few times over the years that different characters I've had have sought revenge for those that fell. Tell me about times your characters have sought revenge for Tell me about times your characters have sought revenge for fallen comrades, retainers, or hirelings. So that's it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and game on.